HDS staff, did you know that June is Pet Preparedness Month? Your pets are an important part of your family, and they rely on you to keep them safe. Are you prepared to keep them safe when a disaster occurs? You may have to evacuate quickly, or may be separated from them when something happens. By making a plan to prepare your pets for disasters, you can prevent having to make impossible decisions about your beloved pet and can give them their best chance of staying safe during and after a disaster. Things to consider when making a plan. Have an evacuation plan for your pet. Many public shelters and hotels do not allow pets inside. Know a safe place where you can take your pets before disasters and emergencies happen. Develop a buddy system. Plan with your neighbors, friends, or relatives to make sure that someone is available to care for or evacuate your pets if you aren't able to do so. Have your pet microchipped. Make sure to keep your address and phone number up to date and include contact information for an emergency contact outside of your immediate area. Contact your local emergency management office, animal shelter, or animal control office to get additional advice and information if you're unsure how to care for your pet in case of an emergency. Keep that plan and what you need for your pet's care in an emergency kit tailored specifically to their needs. Here are the top 10 items recommended for your kit. First up, food. Keep several days' supply of food in an airtight, waterproof container. Also think about water. Store a water bowl and several days' supply of water. Do your pets take any medicine? Keep an extra supply of the medicine your pet takes on a regular basis in a waterproof container. First aid kits. Talk to your vet about what is most appropriate for your pet's emergency medical needs. Make sure that you have a collar with ID tag and a harness or leash. Include a backup leash, collar, and ID tag. Have copies of your pet's registration information and other relevant documents in a waterproof container and available electronically as well. Put it all into a traveling bag, crate, or sturdy carrier. Ideally, have one for each pet. For more pets and animals preparedness tips, visit ready.gov. As always, HDS, thanks for tuning into this week's podcast, where we look to create a learning organization through training, skill development, and growth for HDS staff. Next week, you can join us to learn more about safe tips when using chemicals on your lawns and gardens.